Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Hey, everybody. I don't want to freak anybody out, but we're already planning for 2020. So I wanted to just share with you, or have Carla share with you, about some of the things that we have going on with our summit events in 2020.
So our summits are probably one of the most popular events that Consultant Connect does. They hit the markets in Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, and New York City, where small groups of economic developers go and meet with site consultants. Very, very popular events. They sell out every year, which is why we are releasing the dates for 2020. They are just now hitting the scene. If you would like to get in a summit next year, you have to move quickly. So let myself or Cynthia from our team know right away if you want to get in on one of those summits for 2020. The updated summit schedule is on our website at consultantconnect.org. And you can reach out to myself, Carla at consultantconnect.org, or Cynthia at cynthia@consultantconnect.org if you are interested in a summit. But I cannot say this enough, that move quickly. Even if we don't invoice you till January, we need to know if you want a seat for 2020, because those seats move very, very fast. They are hot commodities.
I felt so bad turning people away this year, and I don't want that to be you. So if you want to come, just let us know which dates you want. There's only a handful of seats available for each city. So please just let us know what works for your schedule.
Welcome to America's Jobs Teams podcast. I'm Nick Riashi, and today I'm talking all things leadership with Kim Lauterbach, who is the president and CEO of Ready Cincinnati. Kim has played a pivotal role in Ohio's economic development across multiple cities and counties in both the public and private sectors. Kim and I had an awesome conversation, so let's listen in. Well, thanks for taking the time today to join us on the podcast. I wanted to really just kick things off with, you know, kind of a general question. What's the biggest challenge facing leaders today?
That's a great question. And as always, I look at things through an economic development lens. But, you know, I would tell you, which is probably no different than any industry, it is finding new talent and then retaining them once you get them here. Yeah, I see that as the biggest challenge, both for me as a leader, for companies that are looking to grow, as we all need to have successful and talented team members to help us do our jobs.
Well, and talk about new talent. So, you know, when you look at economic development, we see that, you know, the industry is kind of getting a little bit younger. You know, you're starting to see even some colleges that are actually making a bachelor's degree out of economic development. So you're starting to see younger workforce in the profession, and they're getting into leadership positions at a much earlier age. What's a piece of advice that, you know, you would have told yourself when you started off economic development? Or what's a piece of advice that you would give a, you know, a young leader that's going into, you know, a leadership position for the first time?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot when I talk across the region. Particularly, we have a great example of a young leader who came to us as an intern, and we haven't let her go yet. And she's actually now been promoted to lead our business development efforts internationally. So
that's awesome.
Tell everybody, the best couple of things you need to do is to always be the most prepared person in the room. You never know what question you're going to get, but you want to be able to handle any obstacle with grace and a calmness about you. And then my favorite saying, and I think it mostly comes from being a female economic development leader, is blaze your own path. We all can follow in the footsteps of other people, but oftentimes there aren't role models that look like us or that have had our experience. And as long as we're winning and we're doing it well, don't rely on someone else's formula to succeed.
No, I think that's really, really great advice. You did mention about being prepared, though, and I know a lot of that comes from, you know, growing and developing and learning as a leader. What are some tips that you might have for our listeners that you're doing to ensure that you continue to grow and learn and develop?
I think that's one thing that's so important for leaders to make sure that they do. I think oftentimes we get so busy in our jobs and in leading our organizations that we forget that we need continuous growth as well. So I'll tell you two big things that I do is certainly to connect with fellow leaders in the economic development field, getting together informally to share best practices as we all look at the challenges that face us. But really, we're blessed here in Cincinnati with a really active and robust business community. So between my executive board and the other business leaders that I know, I've got a great source of wisdom and expertise to look up to and to continue to interact with that helps me grow as a leader.
Yeah, and I think that's really key. You mentioned how you want to connect with other leaders, and you have so much access to a lot of different leadership in your community. What's one characteristic that you believe every leader should possess or has, and who's an example maybe that is in your sphere of influence?
You know, when I think about leaders who I look up to, I think about Madeleine Albright, who was our former Secretary of State. And what I find so intriguing about her is she was a really strong female leader, and she led with determination, but she also led with compassion. I mean, I think that's something that's pretty unusual, generally speaking, across some of our great leaders. And I would say really it's the ability to overcome obstacles and to have grace under pressure that really can set you apart as a great leader.
Sure, that makes sense. Not every leader is great, though. So what are some characteristics or what are some behaviors or traits that you've seen that have kind of derailed a leader's career? And what do you do to kind of guard against that?
Absolutely. You know, you hit the nail on the head. Not every leader is a great leader. And I can say more times than I can count, I've seen great leaders derailed by their own ego. And it's a delicate balance, right, between having enough confidence in yourself that you can lead an organization, but not being so overly confident that your ego gets in the way of making great decisions. So for me, I remind myself daily to be humble. It's always important that you share your successes with those around you. It's not about taking credit. It's about, you know, laying the foundation for success. In fact, I don't like to take credit. And, you know, we joke sometimes that that's one of my biggest weaknesses is finding that balance of, yes, I did this as a leader, but no, it's not all about me.
That makes total sense. You know, I'm curious. So economic development is known, you know, there's a lot of neighboring communities. There's a lot of different, you know, opportunities out, you know, in the industry. So you see, you know, a lot of shifts in people's careers. How do you know when it's time to say either leave an organization or even leave the industry in general?
That's always a hard question. I always say it's a fairly easy answer though, right? Once you lose your passion and your excitement for your mission and your organization, I think it's time for you to go. This job is demanding. It takes to be on constantly. You've got to be continuously evolving and looking for new and innovative ways to market. And if you don't wake up excited about your community and about your ability to change people's lives through a power of a job, then I think it's time for you to look at a different career opportunity.
Yeah, and it kind of, you know, resonates where if you're not speaking with passion about your organization, your community, like you, there's no chance to have success anyways. So it'll kind of play itself out the way it goes. I totally understand that. So I'm curious, you know, you've been in economic development for a while now. What are you most proud of in your career?
Yeah, I've had a fairly long career in economic development, and there's so many projects and things you can point to. But really, as I look at my transition into the CEO here at Ready Cincinnati, I'm so proud of where this organization is. You know, we're only 5 years old, yet we are looked at as a top performing economic development organization. And I was part of that founding leadership team that helped lay the foundational work that has made this organization successful so quickly. So I'm really, really proud of where we are. But I would say I'm really excited about what's, you know, we've laid this formula for success. Things here are changing and they have to always be changing. But I can tell you that we're passionate about being a top performing organization, about making this community better. We're not going to stop what we've been doing. And in fact, we're going to find better ways to do it.
I think that kind of leads into my next question. When we think about, you know, our country, that's kind of what we're all about. We're so excited for the future and we're always looking to get better. What does it mean to you to be an American?
You know, for me, it really is summed up by opportunity. I've been blessed with role models and the freedom to pursue my own passion and my career. I've traveled to so many countries throughout the world with what I do for a living. And I can tell you that there's many, many times I see counterparts in other parts of the world that I thought I could not do this career if I was a woman and I didn't live in America. In fact, we talked a little bit earlier about one of my role models being Madeleine Albright. And I have a little story that I think really highlights or showcases both my respect for her, but what it means to be an American. And she says that at a naturalization ceremony, she had an Ethiopian man come up to her and say, you know, only in America can a refugee meet the Secretary of State. And her reply was, only in America can a refugee become the Secretary of State. And to me, that just really embodies what it means to be an American.
Wow, that's pretty heavy hitting. You know, when you hear a story like that, that's really great. Well, Kim, I really appreciate you taking the time today to join us on the podcast. And, you know, we wish you the best of luck down in Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. I really love that interview with Kim Lauterbach. Now, next week, we get to have a really great interview with James Chavez, who is the president and CEO of South Carolina Power Team. James has over 25 years of experience in economic development, and he really shares some amazing stories about his leadership journey. So tune in next week. You're not going to want to miss James Chavez on the America's Jobs Team podcast.